702.
702 for the curious
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
9 minutes before we get to 10 o'clock. Danny, good evening to you and thank you for joining us, man.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful stuff. So, Danny, I mean, in terms of, you gave far more than just 67 minutes. I mean, you gave, literally gave people food through your campaign for the day. Can you tell us, can you take us through it? Because obviously you didn't make these sandwiches on your own, but it took the collective efforts of various people contributing towards their 67 minutes in making this a reality.
Yes. So we started a sandwich drive just a couple of weeks into lockdown back in April. And the sandwich drive just boomed. It exploded, literally. I think because people were in lockdown, they needed something to do. And this really gave them something meaningful to do. So our sandwich drive just grew into this huge campaign, and we were able to luckily automate it through a HubSpot system, and then we slowly opened up more and more, if we call it, depots around the peninsula. So we have pretty much an entire sandwich network around the peninsula. So for Mandela Day this year, the lady who started our sandwich drive, one of our volunteers who was the brainchild behind it, Samara, she came up to me and she said, "Danny, we're going to break the world record for the most sandwiches made in an hour." And this was like 10 days before Mandela Day. And I was thinking, how the hell are we going to break the record for the most sandwiches made? And initially, the Guinness World Record is just over 57,000 sandwiches made in an hour. So we decided we were going to try 100,000 sandwiches. Mm. And because of COVID, obviously, it was going to be, it wasn't something that we could call on people to come to a place and make sandwiches with us. We literally had to link into our network, and we came up with the idea of everyone making sandwiches at home in the same hour around the peninsula. So Sasco came on board with us, Rhodes Jam came on board with us. So we went online, it was on Monday afternoon. I mean, this all happened so quickly. And what we did is, with Sasco's Sasco donated nearly over 14,000 loaves of bread.
Wow.
To Wriggles of Love. So we said, okay, cool. We're going to have a Mandela sandwich kit comprising of 5 loaves of bread and the tin of jam that Rhodes kindly donated to us. And we asked everyone. We just went out on social media. We went out through press. And we asked people to go online, register, and either choose to take on this free kit, this Mandela Day kit, or to buy your own. And it took off like wildfire once again. And I mean, by Friday, we had over 3,500 people registered to make these sandwiches. So what we did is, through our net, we had 11 depots around the peninsula. when people registered, they decided, obviously, which depot was closest to them. They would go and fetch their kit from the depot. They would take it home. And then on Saturday, we arranged a whole live Facebook show. And literally at 10 o'clock, we did a countdown. And we said, right, go for it. Go and make as many sandwiches as you can in that. The 7 minutes was to set up your station, and then the 60 minutes was to make your sandwiches. And we called on the entire peninsula to do this. And the support was phenomenal. Supermarkets, we were getting messages that supermarkets were running out of bread. Our kits were gone. We had gone, all 2,500 kits had been taken up, plus another 1,500 or whatever it was through the people that bought their own. And everyone went. I mean, the pictures that were shared on our social media, the Cape Townians took this on completely, and I'm so proud of everyone. And then once the hour was up, we asked everyone to then sign an affidavit that they made those sandwiches in the hour, and then drop off their loaves of bread back at the depot that they collected it. And through various transport companies that helped us with their vehicles, we just went around, collected all these loaves of bread and brought them back to Grand West. So basically our aim was, it initially was 100,000, then we found out last week or the week before that the Do More Foundation actually broke the record on World Hunger Day in October last year, and their record was 107,000. So we said, okay, cool, we're going for 125,000. If we're going to do this, let's break it properly. And by 4:30 yesterday afternoon, our count came in at 304,000 sandwiches.
Gee, just over
304,583 sandwiches.
Wow.
Cape Townians made yesterday.
That's stunning. That's absolutely
phenomenal.
Stunning. I mean, that for me is just phenomenal. I mean, you were aiming for initially 100,000. You heard that the world record was 107,000. You then said 125,000, which is just above the world record. And lo and behold, there you come in at a phenomenal 300,000, 304,000, let alone. I mean, that for me is just absolutely stunning. Well done on your efforts and obviously the efforts of the people actually made the sandwiches. Final question for you on this. I mean, how does it then get distributed, especially for people who are in need? I mean, coming out of that conversation now with Mr. G before I chatted to you, coming out of this conversation with how people can actually access mobile assistance with COVID-19, it's taken a devastating toll on the lives of many people.
Yeah,
they need those sandwiches, a jam sandwich that we take for granted. How does it then get distributed to the people that are in need?
Well, over the COVID period, we developed relationships with around just over 130 different beneficiaries that we work with on a weekly basis. We have around between 45 and 50 tons of food that we process weekly through them.
Mm.
So we provide them with these bulk parcels of vegetables and rice and different pulses and maize meal and porridge, and they take it out and they cook it through their soup kitchens and serve it to the community. So through our beneficiaries, we're serving around 350,000 meals a week. And we obviously just called on our beneficiaries. We initially only called on about 45 of them because we thought we were only going to get 125,000 sandwiches. But when 300,000 arrived, we managed to dispatch about 195,000 of the sandwiches on Saturday. So we called on them to come and collect the sandwiches, which they did, and we were literally filling their cubby holes with sandwiches. And just go and feed the people, please. Just take sandwiches. And so, and then tomorrow, Monday, we will distribute the balance through all our beneficiaries. So the ones that came on Saturday, we'll give them more, and the other beneficiaries that we work with, we will just pass out sandwiches with their bulk parcels that they come and collect. So by tomorrow, we should have all 304,000 out into the community.
I mean, that's absolutely stunning work. Is there a hashtag? Is there a means of people following the work that you're doing? Because I think, just as a final comment on that, I think it's wonderful and great that this is not just a once-off thing, that this is that you're actually processing tons of food to distribute and assist people with, which I think that for me in itself is wonderful. But how do people then follow the story via social media?
We're on Facebook, Ladles of Love CT. We've got our website, ladlesoflove.org.za, and for simplicity's sake, we've created our, during the COVID, we created a website page, ctloved.co.za.
Awesome stuff,
and
awesome stuff.
On there, you can volunteer, you can register, you can donate, because we need to donate. We need to make every day a Mandela Day.
I hear you, mate. Thank you so much, Danny. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.